Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The most glorious of all the prayers of the Lord Jesus is found in John chapter 17. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Here in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he prayed, he poured out his soul unto death, and sweat, as it were, great drops of blood in the behalf of his people. In the treading of that winepress, he committed himself once again to his Father, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Though he was poured out like molten wax, he thought upon those in whose behalf he gladly suffered, praying this, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Nowhere in the annals of history has absolute trust been more perfectly illustrated than in the commitment of the Lord Jesus unto his Father, who was all his trust. Nor has it been shown any more clearly that he is the shield of him whose trust is stayed upon the Father than when he poured out his life's blood and arose triumphant over sin and death for those he came to save. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. That mystery which was hid from the foundation of the world is now revealed as the Lord has declared his purpose to call out his sheep from every kindred, tribe, and tongue upon the earth. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The true Israel of God is now revealed as those whom the Lord has called and caused to trust in him. He has ever stood as their shield and buckler. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Christ is come with an endless life, and stands at the right hand of the throne of the majesty on high, ever living to make intercession for those that come unto God by him. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Well, as the psalmist said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. This is the work of the Spirit of God in the sons of men, to cause them to tremble before him. Many are those who are beset with the fear of death and its consequences, yet relatively few, comparatively, actually stand in awe before the presence of him, with a desire to magnify his awful name, even if he should see fit to destroy them. Job made this confession, Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. The trust of the people of God in him does not rest in a natural desire to be preserved. Rather, the fact that he is their shield causes them to fall at his feet in worship, powerless to do anything else. He is worthy to be praised. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon them in their high places. Is he your shield and buckler?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.